What's shaking, partner? I'm Garrett T. Caps, and it's mighty good to see you in the dim and haggard lights of Trouble Country, a place that's a special kind of haunted, where the unknown gets known and the undug gets digging. It's just you, me, and the suffering jukebox, waiting for the next tune to come on through the middle distance. Oh, I nearly forgot. That'll be our friend Jesse Sublett at the door. He's gonna bring on that next song. You'll like him. He's a spinner of strange story, an oddball record keeper of old Noir Austin, and a skunk rock icon.
There's something artificial about the style of your smile. The face of a woman, but the screams of a child. I see you every night in a different club. There's something very wrong about the way that you love me. I'm not the kind of guy who cares about those things.
Jesse's band, The Skunks, formed in 1977 and is often referred to as pioneers, maybe the pioneers, of the Austin punk scene. The band had a rotating lineup and a raw-edged, shape-shifting sound that reached in all kinds of directions at once. Punk as hell? Yeah, sure. But also dashes of new wave and sweaty, bluesy, southern fried rock. On one now infamous October night in 1979, the Skunks raged all night on stage with Joe Ely and The Clash at Austin's storied Continental Club. Talk about a trouble country kind of crossroads. As if that weren't rad enough, the man is also a widely published writer in a variety of capacities. From gritty and critically acclaimed mystery novels to journalism, rock criticism, and stuff for TV. He co-wrote a book on the iconic Austin venue Armadillo World Headquarters. He wrote a book on the history of the fucking Texas Turnpike Authority. Jesse's an eclectic dude, to say the least, and a Texas legend in his own right. I wonder what the hell he's gonna pull out of the old suffering jukebox.
Hi there, this is Jesse Sublett. This song is by Casey Bill Weldon. He's not a household name by any means anymore, but he recorded a bunch on Paramount. I think he recorded a total of 90 sides in just a few years. He played lap style. I'm not sure if he played like Charlie Patton or he actually had a lap steel guitar. But he comes in between more what we think of as blues and 1930s honky-tonk.
Don't cheat and lock on my door. Because the key I got, well, won't fit that lock no more.
This song is called Somebody Changed the Lock on My Door. And it was covered by Louis Jordan. He had a hit with it. The song, he hits this riff in there that's very country western. I think it's just the high G on the lap steel that's tuned to a high G. And it's got this kind of sawdust dance floor swing to it. It's another reason I like it.
Because somebody done changed that lock on that door.
And by the way, he also played with, and I believe he was married to, Memphis Minnie for a while. And Casey has a really odd sense of humor and language. Well, I guess there's nothing odd. If you read sexual innuendo into most of the things he's singing about, well, I guess it's not that odd after all. But Somebody Changed the Lock to My Door, that's actually the most straightforward innuendo song he's got. And so he improvises a lot. I mean, I think sometimes, possibly he was illiterate and made up verses simultaneously when he was recording, because some of them are better than others. But I love this guy, and I love that song. It's funny, and it's weird. It's music that comes kind of out of nowhere, because it's hard to slot into a category. It makes me happy, too.
Key I got, woo, well, won't fit that lock no more. Well, walk down the street. Look where I used to go. She's got a mean black snake, and I can't come there no more. And he done changed. Change that lock on that door. Because the key I got, woo, well, won't fit that lock no more.
Hi there, this is Jesse Sublett, bass player for the Skunks, writer of detective novel, chronicler of the Armadillo World Headquarters, and things like that. And you're in trouble country.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah? Okay. Could have been better, but okay.
Like most trouble country artists, and like Jesse himself, Casey Bill Weldon straddles genres and eludes classification. These hybrid forms belong to no one, but present us with all the pleasantly naughty in-betweens, the mysteries of becoming, of transforming. This record from the 1930s defies its status as a relic and refuses irrelevance. There's something in that kind of ethos for everyone. The magic happens along the way. And, for punk's sake, go listen to the Skunks album Earthquake Shake Live. You can thank me later. It's a weird, wobbly road through trouble country, and that's exactly what makes it worthwhile. Thanks for riding along this time. Now come on back when you're thirsty for more close encounters with the far out. The Suffering Jukebox will be here, and I probably will too. Until we do this again sometime real soon, my name is Garrett T. Capps. Viva Trouble Country!